to the Torah than learning the Mishnah. So how come the Gemara says here in the Darim that on Shabbos the Malamed should chazer with the Talmidim rather than learn new stuff, because learning new things is harder for them. They have to work their brains harder. I think Gemara says second. So the Pashtus is, it means like this. It means, what do you mean Kasha Atikim Mechazer? It means if you learned Gittin last year and 5 years ago, and then the Rebbe wants to teach again Gittin, so that's harder to learn Gittin a second time than to learn a new Mesech, because you say, know it already, boring, I didn't like it last time, whatever. That's Kasha Atikim Mechazer. It's hard to try to concentrate on something that you think you know or that you think you learned once before. But you just learned it yesterday. You just learned it this week and the Rebbe is going to chazer it, so that's pretty easy. You just, by rote, the Talmidim would just spit out what the Rebbe just told him on Sunday, on Monday, on Tuesday. So that's easy. When the Gemara says kasha, atika mechadita. Atika means ancient stuff, stuff you learned a long time ago. That's harder to review than to learn new things. But the Gemara says it's much easier to chazer with the Talmidim that they just learned in the past few days than to teach them something different. So the Gemara says in the Dorim that when the Rebbe is learning with the children on Shabbos, mitzvah yeshiva on Shabbos, he should teach them something easy. So the Prim Gradim has an interesting comment based on this Zohar. He says, all 6 days of the week the Rebbe has to be very strict with the Talmidim. It has to be a Chachma Shalom Adi Tiba'ach. And he has to be Zerek Mora B'Talmidim like the Tanaim recommend. And he has to be disciplinary when it's necessary. But on Shabbos, he should be careful. Why does the Prim Gadim assume that this parasha is talking about teaching the Talmidim Torah? So he quotes the Medrash Tanchuma in the beginning of Vayakel, says, Vayakel Moshe is called Adad B'nei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu got all of Kol Yisrael together on Shabbos and he gave a public shiur. And he told them, this is what you should do every Shabbos afternoon. Every Shabbos you have to have Talmud Torah Barab. A special mitzvah. The Ramban comments on the Pasuk, Mikra Kodesh. What does it mean, Shabbos and Yom Tov? A Mikra Kodesh. So he says the word Mikra Kodesh means holy. What does the word Mikra mean? So the Ramban says the word mikra means assemblage, to get together. Like it says, Ela Kruei Hoedo. This is the general assembly. These are the members of the board who are called together. The Yud Beis Nissim are called the Kruei Hoedo, Rashi Hoedo. So here it says mikra of Kodesh means a holy assemblage. The Ramban says it's a special mitzvah to their eyes. Everybody should get together on Shabbos and Yom Tov to Talmud Torah and for Tefillah. To have Talmud Torah Barab, to have Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's interesting, the person points out that although the Ramban holds that tefillah b'chol yom is only the Rabbanon, only tefillah based tzara deraisa. The Rambam holds that tefillah, but we discussed a little bit the other day when we learned the Mishnah Berurah. The Rambam sheet is that tefillah b'chol yom once a day is deraisa. The Ramban says no, tefillah is only the Rabbanon, only b'yais tzara. But the Ramban holds that tefillah b'tzibur is not deraisa. The Ramban holds that tefillah is only the Rabbanon. But the Ramban holds that tefillah b'tzibur on Shabbos and Yom Tov is deraisa. The Ramban says that's the pasuk. Mikra Kodesh, a day of holy assemblage, that everybody should get together for holy purposes. What holy purposes? The Ramban says for Talmud Torah Barabim and for Tefillah Barabim. And the Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Pesach that the Ramban's opinion was shared by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, no less. The ones who composed the Nusach HaTefillah, who wrote in the davening, Mikra Kodesh Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why did they put that into the davening, Mikra Kodesh? So he says that phrase, Mikra Kodesh, according to the Ramban, fits into the Nusach HaTefillah. Mikra Kodesh means a day of holy assemblies that everybody should get together to daven Tefillah B'Tzibur. So he says he thinks that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah used that term with the understanding that the Ramban had. He thinks that from the Nusach HaTefillah you see they hold like the Ramban. That the Tefillah B'Tzibur is the Raisa on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Is Mikra Kodesh ever used in reference to Shabbos?
Yeah, Shabbos and Yom Tov. I think in Emor, no? Pretty sure. It's used both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov, Mikra Kodesh. Yeah. Every word in the Siddur is found in the Chumash, found in Tanakh. If it says Mikra Kodesh by Shabbos in the Siddur, where do we see it?
Where do we see it?
In the Kenneth Haver Seinim? No. Right before the Kenneth Haver Seinim. Only in Kiddush? No, it's found in the Davening also. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Pretty sure. Why it's only found on Yom Tov? Right. The Beis Yosef points out the Nusach HaTefillah on Yom Tov.
Right.
On Shabbos we don't call it Mikra Kodesh. In Kiddush we call it Mikra Kodesh. Okay. But in Chumash it's found both on Shabbos and on Yom Tov.
Right.
And the Beis Yosef says from the Nusach HaTefillah by Yom Tov, the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Pesach, right? By the Nusach HaTefillah by Yom Tov. So the Beis Yosef points out in Hilchos Pesach that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah when we're talking that Nusach HaTefillah, sounds like they hold like the Ramban. But the Medrash says, the Tanchuma says on this pasuk, Vayakal Moshe's Kaladaz B'nai Yisrael Vayayim Aleihem, that he gave a public shiur on Shabbos. And he told them that every Shabbos from now on, you should always have a public shiur. The Medrash says the same as the Ramban says on his pasuk, Mikra Kodesh, the special mitzvah says this, and the Medrash says it on his pasuk. So the Prima Godim has in his sefer, the Tevez Goyma, he thinks that that's the remedy, the way the Zohar suggests, that's the remedy of the Lois of Baruch. When you give your public shiur on Shabbos, so although during the weekday sometimes you have to be Zohar, more of a Talmid, and you have to be very abrasive and very disciplinary, and put the guys on probation, but not on Shabbos, especially along the lines of the way the Rambam, close to what the Rambam says, not to make an onish on Shabbos. Although the Hanish for Shabbos have separate law, so the Zohar also has like that. Not to make machlugis, not to make, not to cause any conflict on Shabbos. It's very interesting that there is a connection between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. Both of them have a common theme. Shabbos has many themes and the Beis HaMikdash has many themes, but there's one theme that they both share in common. Namely, this idea of not having any conflict. The Rebbe Shalom created the world, so he created, Bereishis Baruch Hakim Asa Shemayim Asoretz. What does it mean Asa Shemayim Asoretz? So the Ramban says al Chumash, it doesn't mean the sky. Shemayim means ruchnis, and Oretz means gashmias. And then the Torah continues to say the Briyas Oretz. It never says any details about the Briyas Shemayim. It tells about Yehira Kiyah B'Soich HaMayim, about the stars and the moon and the sky. That's all part of Oretz. Everything that it says in Parashat Bereishis is all Oretz. That's all gashmias. It never says anything about Shemayim, about the Briyas HaRuchnis. But the Briyas HaOilam included a Briyas Ruchnis and a Briyas gashmias. And there's really a conflict between the two. It's like the conflict between the goof and the neshama. You always have a conflict. The neshama is interested in other things, and the goof is interested in that. They have different interests, different tastes. So there's always a conflict. The whole olam has a conflict. So the Ribbono Shel Olam created, what do we say in the Nusach HaTfilah? On Friday night we say that Shabbos is Tachlo Shemayim Bo'aretz. No? What do you mean Tachlo Shemayim Bo'aretz? What do you mean that it's a tachlis shemayim v'aretz? That on Shabbos, it's supposed to be the day when there's no conflict between the ruchnius and the gashmius. Everything is supposed to blend in together. In life, there are always conflicts. And the halacha recognizes conflicts. You always have a marshal. What do you do when there's a chodesh yesh b'sakona and the doctor says he has to eat chagafat, otherwise he's going to die? You have a din pikuach nefesh is doich. That's an obvious case of a conflict. Then you have many other conflicts. The halacha says when one thing is doich, another. You have all the kolam of tchiyas. On Shabbos, the Gemara says there are no tchiyas. The Gemara says, the halacha says, let's say, korban sibur is doicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, in Yuma Dafnu Beis, it's not doicha, it's hutra. Hutra. The reason machloike is, let's say, in Yuma Davov, whether korban sibur is korib betume. If everybody's tummy, you mark with the korban sibur anyway. So the Gemara has a machloikis amaroim and a machloikis atanaim, whether korban sibur is doiche tumah or korban sibur is mutar betumah. Means the whole tumah is hutra betzibur, or tumah is chui betzibur. That's machloikis by tumah, what's the nature of the din. But regarding the halacha that korbanas shizman kavua, a korib on Shabbat, minimum of suffering, and chadita kangon and so on, korban pesach, the Gemara says in Yuma Dr. Bait, that's for sure a pchina of hutra. It has nothing to do with chui. Hutra. Or take Lamasha by Mila B'Shabbos. Mila B'Shabbos is a machloek to Saproskim with a Tchuyo Hutra. So it's a machloek to Mechaba B'Ramos. The Ramo holds that Mila B'Shabbos is Hutra. So the Bira Gro writes that the last Mechaba Ramon, Yeredei Hilchus Mila. So Mechaba holds that Mila B'Shabbos, Mila B'Zmano is Mutter, is only a Pchin of Tchuyo. The Ramo holds not that it's Hutra, it's better than that. So the Ramo holds that it's the same as Korban Sibar and Shabbos. On Shabbos you don't have any Tchiyas. Everything is Hutra. There's no conflict. The Halacha doesn't consider any conflicts on Shabbos. Shabbos is never any spira. Shabbos is supposed to be a day of complete shmenucha shalom shalom hashkev aleta. No conflicts at all. It's supposed to be the tachlis shemayim v'aretz. Shemayim v'aretz usually represent conflict, and Shabbos is supposed to be the tachlis shemayim v'aretz. That's supposed to be the time of the kedushas hazman of Shabbos means that everything blends in together. There's no spira. And let's say pikuach nefesh is doicha is also machlokes atosma. Pikuach nefesh is doicha yisurin. Or the Yisur Mahutra of Machum Pekot Nefesh. So the Chassam Sofer says that Shabbos, the Chassam Sofer has a Gemara Yuma that Pehei, the Gemara has a special pasuk for Shabbos. He says Shabbos is Zichur Hutra. All Shaila is on regarding other Yisurim. Other Yisurim he says that it's clear. Shabbos is Zichur Hutra. The Yisuri Shabbos, you never have that Shabbos should come in conflict with anything else and you say that something is Deicha something else. There are no Tchiyas on Shabbos. Whenever something is Deicha Shabbos, it has to be a Tchina of Hutra, that the din of Shabbos was never given. Because the whole Indian of Shabbos is that everybody should live in peace and harmony. And the Gashmis and Ruchni should live in peace and harmony also. it's interesting that on Shabbos, a Yom Kadosh, so you think the Dafka on Shabbos had mitzvahs of Sudas, you would think it's a mitzvah to fast on Shabbos. It's supposed to be a holy day. So by the Goyim, holiness means no Gashmias. So the Torah says, no, it's a holy day. And you're supposed to have a perfect blend of Gashmias and Ruchnias. The Sudas that you have are supposed to be mitzvahs, the Sudas mitzvah on Shabbos. And the Gemara says that for Talmud Chacham, Oynes Talmud Chacham, he has a mitzvah to have Tashmish Amitah, Milel Shabbos and Lel Shabbos. Why? The Dafka, all the Hanois on Shabbos, all the Gashmias of Olam Hazeh, are supposed to blend in with Ruchnias of Shabbos. Everything is supposed to blend in together. It's a day on which there's not supposed to be any conflict. So the Halacha seems to have the same idea regarding Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is also supposed to be the place. What's the Beis HaMikdash supposed to be? To retain and to carry over. We mentioned once the Ramban HaChumash says, to carry over the Maimon HaSinai. What happened in Maimon HaSinai? The Shekhinah came down on HaSinai and Moshe Rabbeinu went up. So the Gemara says in Sukkah we discussed it. The Gemara says in the beginning of Sukkah, in the Yodam Le'od the Shekhinah Lamata Miyud, Moshe Rabbeinu went up, never went up Lamayla Miyud and so on. But the Maaseh does say that something happened. The Shekhinah did come down more than it usually came down. Maybe it didn't come down to Tefi Yitzvachim, but it did come down. Moshe Rabbeinu was all of Amorim. Something happened there at HaSinai. In other words, at HaSinai, like the Gemara has a lotion in the Agadat of Rabbi Babachana, that the Arab is going to show Rabbi Babachana in his tours. He was giving him a guided tour of all the different historical sites in the Middle East. He's going to show him a place where the heavens and the earth touch, where they join together. That's a strange Agadat there. That's what happened to HaSinai Lamaista. The Shechina, the Rebbe Shalom caused the whole Shemaim HaYonim to come down, and it was Yod HaShechina Lamaita, Moshe Rabbeinu was over Lamarim. Something changed over there. So the Beit HaMikdash is supposed to be a place where this is permanently like that. It's supposed to be a place where there's no conflict between Ruchnius and Gashmias. It's supposed to be a place where there's a combination of both of these themes together, with no steerers. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you should make a Mishkan, and the Igra of the Mishkan will be the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and which will be the Oron, and which will be the Kaporis, v'ditarti itchem yala Kaporis. And I will speak to you, just like I spoke to you on top of HaSinai, and at that time there was a combination and a blend of Ruchnius and Gashmias, the Shemaim and the Oretz. Shemaim means Ruchnius, the Ramban says, the beginning of the Bereshis. And Oretz means the whole world with the sky, that's Gashmias. So too in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, by Svishi, by Sheni, by Shlishi, supposed to be also Mokam Yuchod, for a combination of Shemaim v'Oretz. That's what it means. V'dibarti itchom yalak haporetz. The Shekhinah will come down again l'mata. So it's interesting, you have such a halacha in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Zvachim, Ein eset derech ala eset eshe ba'migdash. You don't have any tchiyas in the Beis HaMikdash. Tchiyah means that you have a conflict. The whole world was built on conflict. Everything in life is conflict. You have to know what career to choose, which girl to marry, and what step to take in life. Every way, every day of your life, you have to make a decision. Every day you have to make a decision. Because there are conflicts. There are always pressures pushing to either direction. You have to decide whether you want money or you want Avodas Hashem. That's an obvious glaring contradiction. But then there are going to be fine contradictions also, a lot of spirits. And in every situation of conflict, you have to make a decision. So Beis HaMikdash has a theme which is common to Shabbos. The theme is that there's not supposed to be any conflict. So it's interesting that that the Torah gives the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So although Binyan Beis HaMikdash is Taka Gevaldige Mitzvah, it's supposed to be also Tachlis Shemayim V'Aretz. We say in Tefillah that Shabbos is Tachlis Shemayim V'Aretz. So the Medrash says, on Baichulu, what do you mean Baichulu? Everything was completed on Shabbos. Mahoyo, Rashi quotes on Chumash Bereshis. What was the world missing? Mahoyo, L'mchas and Menucha. Ba Shabbos, Ba Menucha. Shabbos was the completion of Bria Shemayim V'Aretz. We speak of Sheishis Yimei HaMaaseh, Sheishis Yimei Bereshis. 6 days when Hashem created the world, but the crowning completion of the Bria Shemayim V'Aretz was Shabbos. The whole Tachlis HaBriah was Shabbos. What is the Tachlis HaBriah Shabbos? Tachlis HaBriah is that man should find some ideal fashion, some ideal manner in which he'll be able to resolve his conflicts. Torah Mada. Got to make some kind of a synthesis. You have to have some kind of a combination. You have to have some kind of a combination. So that's what Shabbos is supposed to be, some kind of a combination of Shemayim V'Aretz. And the Beis HaMikdash is supposed to have that theme. The Gemara says that the Reishis is Bishvil Reishis, and the Novi also calls the Beis HaMikdash Reishis. Bishvil Beis HaMikdash, the world was created. One of the purposes of Bria Shemayim V'Aretz was, the Balatani quotes that the Mekubalim have two reasons why the Rebbeinu Shalom created the world. One reason was because Tzeda Ha'Tzeid L'Hatis. He quotes the Ramak, says like that, Moshe Kudereh says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tov, Tov Hashem HaKov, and a Tov, a good, kind person, likes to shower his kindness and goodness on other people. If there's nobody there, the Rebbeinu Shalom is sitting, there's no world, there's nobody to shower his kindness on. So he was very frustrated. He wants to be kind to others, and there's no one to give any kindness to, so he can go crazy. So he had to create a world in order to give the kindness over to others. Whatever that means, that's one reason. So very strange, they're both very strange reasons, we don't understand. So the only reason given is, Teva HaToyd L'Heitim, So some psychologists claim that's why parents have children, because they want to shower their kindness on somebody. They got nobody at home, so they have their children, and then they have someone to be kind to. Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam, huh? Just like the Ribbono Shel Olam created the world in order to have someone, something there to be kind to. So too, that's what secular psychology is. So too, parents who are interested in dying to have children. Why is that? They say women want to have children a lot. Why do they want to have children so much? Because they have so much love and affection, they want to pour it onto someone. So the husband is in the office all day, they want to have little babies to play with, to be able to give their diaper them, and to love them, and to clean them, and to wash them, and to educate them. They want to have someone to be kind to. That's one reason that the Mekubalim give. Then the Mekubalim give another reason. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam create the world? Because Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Liyos Lo Dira B'Tachton. He wanted to have a Dira B'Tachton. What does that mean? He wanted to have some kind of a combination of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Where did he have the completion of that idea of having Dira B'Tachtonim? Is the Beis HaMikdash. That's why when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Gemara says, although HaKadosh Baruch Hu never shows any outward tsar, we always say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu always has happiness and joy. He never demonstrates any sadness over the fact that Rishonim are doing Averis and things are going wrong in the world. He's unhappy. But when the Gemara says in Chagig, in the first parak, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, then all the Malachi Asheris were crying. There was Nikar Min HaShemayim that there was some tragedy had occurred. Why? Because that was the whole Tachlis of Bir HaShemayim was to have a Dira B'Tachton, to have a Beis HaMikdash. But they said, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the whole Tachlis of Bria was undone. But then it was Nikar and the Bria. There was a natural demonstration of the fact that the Bayre Yoylam was unhappy about the fact that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And Lasid Lavoy, when the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt, so the Pesukim say Yismucha Hashemayim Yisogal Haaretz V'yomer Lavoyim Hashem Olam. The whole world, all the heavens and the earth will be happy. Why should the heavens and the earth, and everybody should be happy? The Jews will be happy. We'll have a place to bring korbanos, and we'll have a place to be Olam Regel. It's a Jewish theme. What has got to Yismucha Hashemayim Yisogal Haaretz, such a universal idea? So the answer is yes. The Medrash assumes, based on those Pesukim, the Tachlis Bir, one of the main purposes of Bria Hashemayim Olam was to have a Beis HaMikdash, to have a Dira B'Tachtonim. When this Dira B'Tachtonim was destroyed, so the Gemara says in Chagiga, the whole world was crying for that. And they were outward simanim of the fact that the Bari Olam was saddened by this. And when the Beis HaMikdash, the third Beis HaMikdash, will be rebuilt, so there will be rejoicing and happiness for the entire world. Yismucha Hashemayim Yisogalar, not just the Jewish nation will be happy. All of Bria will be happy. The Tachlis HaBria will be again reinstated. But it's interesting to note that the Pesukim say, as great as the Indian of Binyan Beis HaMikdash is, one of the Tachlis Bria Shemayim Va'aretz, one of the purposes which were prompted, but exactly what that means we don't understand, but this is one of the things that motivated the Ribbono Shel Olam to create the world, if you can speak like that of the Bari Yosef, that motivated him, what was behind, what was bothering him. If there's anything that bothered him, the Rabbi used to say B'Shem Abchan, that the whole discussion is Abikurus, discuss why did the Ribbono Shel Olam want to create Shemayim Va'aretz. Why did he? You can't discuss because you want to have Dira B'Tachtonim, you want to have Teva Tovim. So he thought the whole thing didn't make any sense. But we don't fully understand what this means. What do you mean he wanted this? He was frustrated. He didn't have anybody to show his kindness to. So he had to create a world. He had to create a world before his kindness. We don't understand exactly what it means. Whatever it's supposed to mean, you understand a little bit. You get an image of what the idea is. We don't fully understand. So one might have thought that Binyan Beis HaMikdash is such an important Tachlis of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz, that it should be Deicha Shabbos as well, just like Korbanos Tzibur Deicha Shabbos, so the Binyan Beis HaMikdash leads up to the Korbanos Tzibur. So the pasuk says, no, it's not Deicha Shemayim Va'aretz, it's not Deicha Shabbos, it's not Deicha Shabbos. Because the same theme, which is the same idea which is supposed to be accomplished by Binyan Beis HaMikdash, namely a blending in of Ruchnius and Gashmius, that's what you have every Shabbos also. So there's no need to be Deicha Shabbos in order to build a Beis HaMikdash. The Shabbos is also between us Beis HaMikdash. It also has this thing. It's interesting that when they were building the Mishkan, the Pasuk says that they needed all kinds of different materials for different things. So for the Kiyor, they needed some stuff also to make it. So the women came in and they donated their mirrors. What kind of mirrors did they donate? The Maros HaTzovot. So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, these were the mirrors that when they were in Mitzrayim, and the husbands were suffering a lot, the husbands had to work, and the Mitzrayim, the guards used to beat them, and they used to suffer. And they were half dead by the time they came home. They didn't want to be with their wives, they didn't want to have any children, they would have been happy to commit suicide and to die, let the whole Jewish nation die. They had no cheshik for anything, they had no desire to live. Like anyone who's suffering in a slave situation would feel. So So the wives used to dress up nicely, and they used to make love to the husbands, and they used to take out these mirrors. Rashi quotes the whole Medrash, and used to look, the husband and the wife would look in the mirror and say, look who's more pretty, me or you, and then then the husbands would be with the wives and they would have children. But these were the mirrors that they brought to Moshe Rabbeinu, they should make a kiyor. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, what kind of Yetzirah? I should make a kiyor from the Yetzirah stuff. Baruch Shalom said, yes, this belongs in the Beis HaMikdash. So it's interesting, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have this feeling. The Pesukim say Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Menu Isha. At the time of Har Sinai, he was Pirish Menu Isha, one of the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and the Shekhinah was masking with him. He was a Pesen Gans and Mukhnias. The Gemara says that this world is full of conflict. You have Torah Mada, you have to make a living, and you have to learn Torah. So the Gemara says in Brachas, Daf Lamed Hei, it's the Ha Spirit. The Torah gives us Spirit. The Torah says in Kriyat Shema, how does it say? You got to work for a living. Then the Torah says, you have to sit and learn all day and all night. It's the Hasbir, how can you do both? So the Gemara quotes in Baruchas Akasha. So Rav Shimon is the Balazoa. What did he do? He sat in the cave and he learned there. And he ate from the box of tree in the front and the stream of water came by. He had nothing to do with Olam Hazeh. Nothing at all to do. So Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says that you got to sit and learn all day and all night. When you're not on the highest madriga, then you have conflict. The highest madriga is to run away from the conflict, to avoid the conflict. And the box of tree will grow in front of your yeshiva, and you won't have to go to college, you won't have to work for a living. You will have a fountain of water that will give you, and the clothing, you'll be clothed, and you'll have panos, you'll have everything. You don't need all that stuff. So he said the best thing is to avoid the whole conflict, not to get involved. Don't get involved in any tchias at all. Avoid the whole conflict. And the Gemara says, Habi Yasa Kerev Shem Ba'yichoy V'lo Yasa B'yodim. A lot of people try to do like that. They join Kerlo, and they figured they're not going to get involved in the whole Gashmias of Olam Hazeh, and it didn't work. The Pashtus in the Gemara seems to imply that that's a good thing. Harbi Yosef, for Yechidim it's a good Eitzer, Rav Shem Ba'yichoy, and the son of Loz, Rav Shem, they did it. Harbi Yosef, Rav Shem Ha'yu Le'al Tu B'yadim. This is not the program for everybody. For Yechidim it's good, it's okay, like Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish Menish. Moshe Rabbeinu was a person who was completely, he didn't have no problem with the conflict, with the Tchiyas. He didn't have any conflict, he was always in the Himlin, in the skies. But most people, the Gemara says, follow Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Hanik by minig darachet." The Torah gives us the mitzvah of Yasaf to Degonach of Sirosh Kavitzarecha. You got to make a living, and you got to learn Torah, and you got to figure out an eitzah. How you can do both at the same time? You have to figure out some kind of. Each person has to make some kind of a cheshbon. How you can get the most out of life? You have to make a little bit of living, and you have to try to learn a little more, and you have to always try to chisel off as much time as you can for learning Torah, and try to cut corners and take kleps and take exemptions and pinch for as much credit from Eretz Yisrael from Yeshiva, whatever you can. Rabbi Chalav puts you on probation with Teibosko. He wants you to take a lighter college program and he wants you to learn more. So you have to try to figure out how you're going to accomplish these both. So the Gemara says, Harbi Yossi for Rabbi Shmuel, but also the Yodam. Most people do like Rabbi Shmuel. Most people have like that. So it's interesting, when it came to the Binyan HaMishkan, so the women came and they wanted to bring, they felt they did a Gevaldige Mitzvah, which they did. They preserved the whole Kali Solom and Shai. Not for the women who would make love to the husbands, but these mirrors, the husbands would have gone to sleep and they would have been happy. If they wouldn't wake up in the morning, they would be happy to die and not to have any children. They'd give up the whole thing. Who needs the whole Amar Nivcha story? We don't want the whole Balon after the Baruch Shalom picks some other Amar Nivcha. Who needs the whole thing? And their wives encouraged them when they came back. They encouraged them too with a Yetzirah, with a big Yetzirah, with a Taiva. But they encourage them, and it's because of the wives. The quality is always preserved. It's because of the wives that we had the Gula. So Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah, but it's Gashmias. It wasn't. Rashi calls it Yetzirah. It means Gashmias. Very.
It's using it.
Right. So Moshe Rabbeinu felt that it was improper to use these Maris Atzoivai to anything in the Beis HaMikdash. Shouldn't have that kind of stuff. Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be all Ruchnias Nikasal. But Moshe said, no! It's of Gevaldige stuff. That's the whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash, is to have a place where the Shemayim and Oretz combined together. You're supposed to have, like the theme of Shabbos, Beis HaMikdash is supposed to be, that the Baruch Shalom comes down from heaven and he's now Shechinah Sa'an is there. He takes Zohar, Chaitim, and Chorosh, his Chelim, Zagom, and he takes Gashmi, Zivichim, and he makes a combination with Ruchnias. So the Baruch Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Adar Rabbi, this is Fakir, the fact that the women used to use the ideas of Cheshek, and Taiva for Avodas Hashem to preserve Klal Yisrael, It's a big mitzvah, fakir, you should include that in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi continues to quote the Medrash, and what was so significant about the Kiyor? What was the taklus of the Kiyor? The Kiyor was for the purpose of Kiddush Adayim Rav Lime for Tahara. Like when a person is tummy, it's Tevil HaMikdash. Here, the Kohanim are coming to have to be Tevil. But in addition to being Tevil, they have to have Kiddush Adayim Rav Lime for an additional Tahara, the Tasefus Tahara. This is for the purpose of Tahara, fakir, the women. And the women, one of the three mitzvahs that the Mishnah writes in Bama Madlikin is that the Noshim have the three mitzvahs of Nida, Bechal, Bechadlokas on there. Nida for the purpose of Taharas HaMashpocha for Tahara. The women have that mitzvah b'm yuchad. The men are just as Muslim as the women, but the women are Mefakech on the mitzvah, they take care of it. So the Torah gives this mitzvah of Tahara to the women, to the Kiyo, which is for the purpose of Taharas HaKoyanim, and for the purpose of, if you will have a woman who's a Sota, who's Chashuda, whether she was Mezana Tahas Baila or not, so then you have to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash and let her drink from the Mayim HaTahor and the Mayim HaKadoshim from the Kiyor, see if she's really a Tahor or not. See if Benikso and Ezra Zohar, does she have Nikoyim or does she have Tumah? Because the Kiyor was all Bidusha B'Tahara, everything, all the Gashmias that they used, the Mitzrayim, with these Maras HaTzoivas, were all the Shem Shrayim, was the Shem Mitzvah. So Moshe Rabbeinu's initial reaction was against it. Because he was like from the group of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's, that you're safted to go to Echoes Bizman Shaynoism and Son of Shamachman. You have to always avoid conflict. But the Gemara says that's not for the Hamoin Arm. That's Habi Yosik Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's will I also be Yodam. The Gemara says the Habi Yosik Reb Shimon will also be Yodam. You should realize though that it's a conflict. Don't think that it's so easy. When you go to college, it's not so posh. Not everything that Yeshiva College does is right. How you doing? Not everything that, for sure, other colleges do things that are zichah dvar maaser. Not everything that Yeshiva College does is right. You should realize that there's always a big conflict. And even if all the courses that are given are right, it doesn't mean you have to take all the courses. Every person has to figure out a schedule, how to cut corners, and how to waste. You can't tell me that everything that you do in college is the L'shem Shemaim. Everything is chokhmah. Not everything is chokhmah. A lot of this stuff is just plain baloney and garbage. So you have to try to cut corners as much as possible, cut out as much garbage as possible, and try to learn as much as you can. All of life is full of conflict. You always have to try to figure out, you have to figure out what should be deicha what. You have to have your priority. Gemara makes kal v'chomer. That means is better than deicha avoda, and avoda is deicha shabbos, so therefore A is greater than B, B is greater than C. This is halacha. You have to figure out which is greater than which. The halacha says, evizogim mitzvah kalaka v'chamura she'en atei v'machim shon shon mitzvah. You never know which mitzvah is greater than the other. You have to be a doctor in law. That's in a normal, when shon kitikunam, when you have normal times, which is very rare, when you have normal times, then you have to observe all the mitzvahs. But if you live in abnormal times, then you have to pick one mitzvah over the other. So if one guy's going to pick his mitzvah, the garful. When he wears his garful, he can hold his girlfriend's hand, he can dance, mix dances, he can do any other he wants, as long as when he davens, he shuffles, and he wears his garful. So that's obviously a distortion of priorities. He's not picking the most important mitzvahs. And there's no conflict at all there. Who says that he can't wear the garment and be mezakeh and all the other mitzvahs at the same time? When you have a conflict, you have to pick. You have to be goyche the miyot haray. You have to see what's doyche what. Sometimes nothing is doyche, and you're not allowed to do anything there. Sometimes something is doyche. Something you have to figure out which things are more important than others. Which have the kedima, and which to do in a situation of conflict. That's why we learn gemara, and this leads us to the topic. That's why you have to learn a lot of Torah. This leads us to the topic of mifnei matikus mamigit. Okay. Tosfos has an interesting kasha. Tosfos says kasha on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos says that kasha. They claim to have a raya from a gemara in Bava Basi Daf Tuktama that not only is a shtam ucha kosher, that a shtam ucha is kosher. Is all the gemaras as well. We have gemaras in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Beis, that any shtam ucha is kosher. But the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Bava Basi, Tuktama seems to add on another knesh. Not only a shtar mucher, a mamonis is kosher, even a get mucher is kosher. I write a get today with the zman from next year, so the person has the right that get mucher is kosher. Unless you'll be matche, like the Rishonim point out, or like Yishai pointed out, Tesis themselves on Teyom and Aleph, the bottom Tesis suggests that chiyah. Perhaps when the Gemara in Bava Basi, Tuktama speaks of a get mucher, it means a get chayiv. A shtar mamon does refer to a get ish. Tesis also suggests such a chiyah. Like the Rishonim mentioned on Adah. But Tesis Bayas, just like Tesis Bayas, comes to the conclusion, the assumption that it really means a get, a real get ish. A real get isha is believed, no, it's a get melucha. The Tosafot asks Akasha, how could a get melucha possibly be good, but it doesn't have the right zman? There is a machlokes at Yechanan and Reish Lakish, which zman, why they don't stop with zman on the get? Why don't they stop with zman on the get? Is it for the purpose of knowing that this is the zman and not earlier, or for the purpose of knowing that this is the zman and not later? So if it's for the purpose of knowing that this is his man and not later, whose sheep is that? That's Reish Lakish. You gotta know that this is his man and not later, that the woman shouldn't lose Paris. Paris next to Rabbi Yechon, you gotta know that this is his man and not earlier, to give the woman Misa. If she really deserves Mrs. Bezin or Mamzerim or whatever, through our bylaw, three versions that Tosafot gave here, you gotta know this man and not earlier. But Reish Lakish holds this is his man and not later. So let's say if you hold like Reish Lakish, you have to know that this is his man and not later. So if you have a get meruchas of mamisha, the wrong zman, you have the latest man. So you have defeated the whole purpose of the takana. So how can the Gemara say a get meruchas is good? The Reish Lakish should certainly be no good. That's the discussion. The Reish Lakish should certainly be no good. So what is Tosafot's answer? No, it is good. Why is the Reish Lakish it's no good? What zman does Reish Lakish require in the get? The zman at which the woman loses mizayin. The zman in which the baal loses mizayin. When does Tata the Baal lose mizayin? Well, plays Rav Shimon and Rabbah. Rav Shimon holds mizman ksiva, the Chacham holds mizman chasima. Why mizman chasima do the Rabbanah hold? Does Rav Yechon? Why does Reish Lakish hold alif da alocha, alif da Rabbanah? Why does Reish Lakish hold alocha that the Baal loses teiris, ishas chasima? So the Gemara gives the same reason. Kivash and Nathan Enev Lagarsha, Shuvain and Opeiris. When is it called Nathan Enev Lagarsha? It's only called Nathan Enev Lagarsha, because he says, if he has a get with which he can do gerishim. If he can use this get right now to give it over to Megarish the wife, even if Lamaisa, he writes the get today and he doesn't hand it over until 5 years later, but since if he wanted to, he could have given over this get today, so that's called Nathanen of Megarisha, and his Chus Peris ceases to exist. What if he writes a get, Meruchar? He writes a get today and he writes next year's mom. He writes Chav Beis, other Shnas Tav Shin Mem Beis. That's next year's mom, not this year's mom. So then Taisis Tuzo Fechidish, the Meruchar, the Baal does not lose the Peris. Mishat Chasina. Only Mishat Nesinus I get. Why? Because even if he were to give the get today, the get would be no good. The get cannot be chal until next year. What's the halacha if I have a get? It doesn't have any zman. And I give the wife the get and I say, I raise a gitach, I want the get to be chal today. So the din says it's chal today. What if I give her a get and I say, I want the get to be chal next year? So the din says the get is chal next year. What if I have a get that says next year's date in it? And I give this get to my wife and I say, I want the get to be chal today. It says it can't be chal today. It's built into the Nusach HaGet. It says next year's man. How can that get be chal today? If it says that the Baal is only the Garish's wife as of next year. So it says, even though normally Reb Shimon holds the Baal loses Peres Mishaz Ksiva, the Rabbana holds the Baal loses Peres Mishaz Gemara Ksiva Dainu Chasime, that's only when either the Ksiva or the Chasima is Royal Garish to Isha right away. How could the Ksiva be Royal Garish? It says it puts in because Reb Shimon happens to hold like Reb Lozer. Of laws all day to Mesirah Kasi, you don't need any Chasimah. So the get is where the garish will take it from Yad B'Shat Sivah. The Rabbanan say no, the Rabbanan Rav Shimon say no, that the Baal only loses Chus Peres Mishat Chasimah. When the Sivah is completed, when it's really finished. But Bamed Vam Amurim, when does Rav Shimon hold his Sheetah? When does Rabbanan hold their Sheetah? That the Baal loses Peres either Mishat Chasilas Haksivah, Mishat Gmarak Sivah, that Bamed Vam Amurim, if the get is where the garish will take it from Yad. But if it has next year's man written in, if the get Meruchar, Ela Baal Mafsik Peres Mishat Chasima, Ela Mishat Hazman. Why then where the Garish Boy? I feel in the son of Oli Alta, Ela Garish Acholma Hazman. The get cannot be Chalma Yachshav. That's not called Nothan Ela Bagash. That's what Tezim says. A nice Pshat. It's not called Nothan Ela Bagash. This is Tezim Sheet. If you give a get Meruchar, and it has this man from a later day, the get cannot be Chalma. The Raivid disagree. The Rosh and the Ran, the Rishon, but the Raivid Perak Alap Halacha Chalpei, I think, in Hilchos Gerushin. The Raivid disagrees with Tezim. And he says, not true. If I'll give a get meruchah today, the get, and I'll say, Habez the gitach meyachshu, the get will be chal now. He said, Balpeh. The Shasana gave it over. I said, meyachshu, the get is chal now. But I wrote his man from the next year, doesn't affect anything? Doesn't change anything whatsoever? So the rabbi says, yes, it changes a little bit. It affects the Peres Nichsim Malub. Normally the husband has the right to Peres Nichsim Malub only called man that he's married. If the husband divorces his wife, it's goodbye and good luck, he has no schus Peres Nichsim Malub. But if he writes down his man in the get from next year, although the gerushin is chal me'ato, me'ashav, take it from me out. The woman may remarry right away. Not exactly right away. She has to wait tzadik beis yom. She's afraid of But I don't know, she's allowed to marry. You did the right, but she's allowed to marry right away. Nevertheless, he retains his chutz peiros nitzanu until the zman hakos is the gerushin. It's like a tanai. It's like harayat. Like if I give the get and say harayat v'gureshi z'meni, on the tanai, on the understanding that I have a right, I should retain the right for peiros nitzanu until next week. That's what the right is.
Then
she can't marry
somebody else.
Because
the husband,
you know,
the time of the next
kedusha,
the husband has to go
against the right.
You should have somebody else.
Right. Right. So it's a shvera right that the rush picks on the right. What do you mean? What right does the husband have to make such a condition? I read on the understanding that I retain the right that should be optional. If she wants to give him the parish, she doesn't want to give him the parish. She doesn't want to give him the parish, so the get should be coupled. The rabbi doesn't say that. The rabbi says, the get is chal, I'll cope on it. The get is chal. And this works that the husband has a shiur. He retains part of the tzlitza yishus that he had before, but he still retains the right to tennis this world. Shiur? You can't give a get by the shiur. That's exactly the Rosh Hashanah. How can you get Nibushah like saying, Harev Guresh is with Teres of Haladim, Chutz Mitzlein, means with respect to Tlein, he should still be an Eshes Yish. So the Gemara says in the last prayer, you can't do that. You have to have Dina Kreis Gita Malekha. Kreisus has to be an absolute 100% Kreisus. No strings attached. She shouldn't still, the husband shouldn't retain any stitch, any thread of Ishus whatsoever. How can he be Megarish's wife? If he makes the get on the condition that she'll give him $50,000, that's how much he expects the parents' nisim to be worth. It's good. If he gives the get on the condition that he should have the right that she should have to give him parents' nisim, it's also good. But she should have the option, the brera, whether to give him the parents or not to give him the parents. Let her have the option not to give the parents, and then the get will not be chal. She doesn't, the rabbi doesn't say she has the option. The rabbi says, he made a shiur. How can he make a shiur? You mean you make a shiur in the Ishus? He's matter the Ishul Ashuk, he's breaking the issues. Chutz midavar echod. With respect to Chutz Peres Nismuluk, he's still considered the Baal till next year. He can't do that. That's very right. That's what the Rosh doesn't like to arrive in a big way. Okay. The Rambam has a third sheet. The Rambam's opinion is that a get ruchar is possible to hechlet, period. Not only like Tesis. That is not kosher the garish but also asman. If the Baal gives the get the altar, she will be any mugureshes at asman. It's the taste that says it's mashal ma'al deva dem, but like the Baal gives the get to his wife, and he says, haret mugureshes many, lagalam yom. He gives the get, and he says, haret zigitach lagalam yom. So the mishnah says later on, in mishnayis, you can do that. You can have a get lagalam. You can have kiddush lagalam, you can have hafarshes truma lagalam. You can have hegdish lagalam, you can have hefka lagalam. You can make all kinds of kinyon lagalam. Many, some kinyon you can make. Many kinyonim you can make lachalam yom. The get is one of them that you can make. The Gemara says, if I give my wife a get, I want the get to be chal lachalam yom, so the Gemara says later on, if the get is destroyed or it's lost, before the yom lamed comes, then the get will not be chal. If nisra for ova, then the get is not chal. But if she still has the get on the yom lamed, then the Gemara says that it's good. That's how lofi. You can have the get lachalam. The Rambam has a whole discussion, the Hilchos Gerushin. How did the Tanoi know that this is so? How do they know you can make such a thing? You can make a get lahom. So it gives you a whole mockery. It's based on the din of the mind. Whatever it is. It's a branch of the halacha of Tanai b'nei Gadim b'nei Ruchu. But there is a din you can make a get lahom. So there is a sheet that is, and whenever you give a get that has Zman Ruchu written in it, that's equivalent to saying, Harez the Gitach, Lacha Zman. Lacha Sheyova Hazman, according to the get, that's when the get should be chal. So Taisus is Boshit. The Rambam holds, no. The Rambam and a group of Rishonim hold with the Rambam, they share his opinion, they hold that a get Ruchu. It's possible to chlal. It's absolutely no good whatsoever. What do they mean it's no good? Oh, that's the question. What do they mean that it's no good? What do they mean? So the Pesachei Tshuva Eben Ezra on this thing and quotes Poskim who are Medayik from some Rishonim around and around that it's not only no good if the Baal gives the get now and it has a later day. What if the Sefer writes the get today with a later day? And the husband waits till the arrival of the later day? And then he gives over the get, so at the time that he gives the get, it has the right day. He gives it on the Yom HaKos to the get. The get says, Chav Beis Adar, Shnat Tav Shin Len Beis. He waits till next year, Adar, and he gives the get on Chav Beis Adar. So the Pesachivik was possible on the dike from Rishonim, that even then it's no good. But they say, the Shalom Melech said, Pesachivik was the Shalom Melech, from the Rambam, you can't really tell that he would hold that it's possible in such a case. If you should wait till the Zman HaKos to the get, you should give the get then, you can't really tell that it will be possible. That's the lashon that the Acharonim have. So the Chazanish comments, they're right. There's no mashmois in the Rambam that the get would be no good if you would wait till his man HaKosabon and give it then. But there's no mashmois on the other hand either that it would be good. There's no mashmois either way. So the Chazon Ish said, "Minayim lo lahakshir." He thinks that the Rambam would agree with the Ramban and the Rambam that such a get would be no good. He wants to say that it's no good. If I write a get melucha today, interesting thing, if I write a get today with a later day, the get is not good at all, period. Whether I give the get today or I give the get at that later day, that get is no good. Not like Tosfos that the get is only chal as of that day. The get will never be any good, even if I wait till that day and I'll give it over. Lo miboy, if I give the get today and I want it to be chal, then it's no good. If I wait till then, it's also no good. How do you explain that? How can one explain why the get is no good? So the Chazon Ish gives a very brief, flowery, poetic start. He gives his brief explanation. And he says, spelt in Lishma. The Chaser B'din Lishma. This get doesn't have a Hesher Lishma. What do you mean spelt in Lishma? What's the B.R. don't spelt in Lishma? He's right. The Hesher is simple, the way we've been learning the Homer Sifter from the beginning. Lishma means you have to be mitzvah the way the Mishkan is Yankee said on this daf. You design on a basic chesed manah. What does Lishma mean? You have to be mitzvah the ksiva to the Nesina. And that's why Mechusa Maisa ruins it. If I do a Tzivas I get, which is the Tchilas Agerishim, and then I do a Maisa to the get, so then there is no Tzivas between Ksiva and the Nesina. So when is it called a Tzivas between Ksiva and Nesina? If the Shas Ksiva, I was able to do a Nesina immediately. Then I say the Ksiva is conserved from the Nesina. What if I make a Tzivas I get, and then at that time of the Ksiva, I will not be able to give over the get to the Isha. There's something lacking, namely, this man I cost of a guest. I have to wait till another year, I have to wait till another day or a month later. I cannot in any fashion or manner whatsoever give over this get today that it should be good. So that ksiva is mufka from tziv, cannot be mitzuruf to the nesina. The fact that I have to wait till later, till the end, till the man I cost of all, that itself prevents the tziruf. So it's like mechusa meister. That's mamash like mechusa meister. We have a chumra in Ebenezer, Shulchanoch Ebenezer. The din is that the Ramah quotes a chumra in the beginning, the very beginning of Hilchos Gittin, that before the sefer begins to write the get, the Baal has to pick up the paper on which the get is going to be written, because at the time the Baal gives over the get to his wife, whenever the Gemara has a din later on, a chof on the base, we discussed this a little bit once, the bottom of chof on the base, the Gemara has a din based on the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It says in Yirmiyahu, v'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikna. The pasuk speaks about a shtar from the Chiras Karka. The Karka is nicknamed the shtar as a pasuk. V'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikna. Yirmiyahu bought the soda from his cousin in the city Anasa. Hanamel ben Dodin. His cousin Hanamel sold him the soda in Anasa. So he sold him the soda ha-dekin yishtar. That's called sefer ha-mikna. Sefer ha-mikna means a sefer ha-kinyan. Sefer means a shtar. Shtar kinyan, a sefer ha-mikna. So the Gemara darshan is a pasuk as if it were written sefer ha-makna. That's in fact it's such a famous drosha, people think that that's what the pasuk says. Sefer HaMakneh, Sefer HaMakneh. Pasuk says, Lekach, Sefer HaMikneh, Shtar Kinyin. And the Gemara Darshan, Sefer HaMakneh, that the paper on which the Shtar Kinyin is written must belong to the Makneh. If I want to give you a Shtar that the house belongs to you, the paper on which it's written has to belong to me, and I have to give over that paper to you. So the same is true of the get. When the Baal gives over the get to his wife, the piece of paper has to belong to the Baal. So does the piece of paper have to belong to the Baal at the time that the get is written, or is it sufficient, let's say, if the sefer has the get on his own piece of paper, the paper on which the get is written belongs to the sefer, and after the ksiva, before the nesina, the sefer will give over the paper to the Baal, and then the Baal will take that get and give it over to his wife. So the Ran says, the Ran points out over there, and those daf and chok, probably has a right in the Gemara, the nikar adin, you don't really require that the paper has a haichof from the Gemara. You don't require that the paper has to belong to the Baal B'Shas Ksiva. If the Baal, as long as it belongs to the Baal B'Shas and Sinas HaGet is okay. And in Ebenezer we're Machmir. They seriously quote those who are Machmir about that. We're Machmir that L'Hatchila, the paper has to belong to the Baal B'Shas Ksiva. What's the Bira Zvarm? Why does the paper have to belong to the Baal B'Shas Ksiva? The Hezbo is like we're saying over here. Like the Chazon Ish says in the Rambam. Otherwise it'll be a Ksiva Shalai Lishma. Ksiva Lishma means that the Ksiva is Mitzuruf in the Nesina. And that's the Chisaron of Mechusa Maisa. If you have Mechusa Maisa, a Ktsitsa in between the Ksiva and the Nesina, so the Ktsitsa is Mavsik, and it's Mavatul, the Tziruf, which is necessary between the Ksiva and the Nesina. So what happens if you had no Maisa? You have no Ktsitsa in between the Ksiva and the Nesina. But the Ksiva was done in such a fashion, or at such a time, or in such an oifen, that Bishas Ksiva, you cannot give it over right away. You have to wait for something later. You have to wait till the Hazman HaKosav again, or you have to wait till the Sefer will be mapped in a piece of paper to the Baal. So we consider that Shalom Lishma. Iran says over here that it's not so, because the sofer can be marked in the paper right away. If you have to wait till the Zman HaKasa beget, that calls for the Shema. Because the Ksiv is not Mitzurif to the Nesina, because it cannot lead up to the Nesina right away. You have to wait. That is the requirement for waiting itself. Is Mervatul the necessary Tzirut that the Torah requires between Ksiv and Nesina. But if you just require a Kinyan to be made, let the sofer give the piece of paper over to the Pals. So let him give it already. He can give it the minute after the Ksiv is finished. Let the Eidim finish signing, the Sefer will give it to the Baal. The Baal can give it to get right away. So the Ran holds that Nikar, that's not called Mechus HaMaisa. It's not called the Haknoas HaNiyor. It's not called Mechus HaMaisa, that it should be called the Mafsik Tetzirut. And the Hatchila, we're Machmer for the other opinions in Rishonim. The Ramah quotes in the beginning of Hilchot Gittin. That's the Mekuf Chofa. So we're Machmer for that. But that's also called the Chisaron of the Shmo. Tosis continues, the bottom Tosis on Yudayim and Alf continues to discuss the topic picked up by the Gemara on Yud Chesem and Alf about Asukim Yosawinyan. We didn't do the Gemara yet, but first I'd like to complete this Tosis, but first I'd like to do that Gemara. Okay, maybe we'll save that for Sunday. Right now, I'd like perhaps to pick up, we left out another section. The second section, the latter half of the Tosis, Mifnei Ma, on Yudayim and Alf. Mifnei Ma, apparently the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Lamed Aleph, the Gemara's Mevara in Yevamos Lamed Aleph on the base, which Doris were the Rabbanim Misakin Zman and which Doris not. So a get needs man, that's the Mishnah. Get Shembo Zman, it's when the Ginul Gitum still needs a Vlad Kash. So get needs man, the Chatchil. Stark Yidushin does not need man. So the Tehrish Yigmar Kiddushin on the Alpha base, it places quotes on another base. What about a Shtar Shechar Rabbit 9? So the Gemara says you do need. You need man a Shtar Shechar Rabbit 9. The Tosfos says, how come? What do you need man for a Shtar Shechar? Vim Taima. That's the second half of the Tosfos, you Zayin of an Aleph, Mishnei Ma. Vim Taima. To get Shechar, that's a Shtar Shechar of Knaini, if a Tosfos, Lama tikn bo zman. Why do you need man and a Shtar Shechar? Vim Yishum Ma'isa Yada. Maybe he needs man like this, if the Shtar Shechar will not have his man written in it. Let's say the Yevet got a. The Yevet has a job. He makes $1,000 a week. Nice job. At the end of the week, he gets his check, and the boss already. Let's say the checks are always sent to his balabos, to his odon. Checks are sent directly to the other. So the other already took the check, cashed the check, spent the money. Then the Yevet says, "What are you doing? Where'd you spend my money? You already freed me. Erev Shabbos of list." Shechar has no zman. Has no zman. The Beis says, look, you can't prove when you became a shechar. Hamayitz machaveiro, all of her right. So the odon is muktzah. You already got the check. You already spent the money, and it's all papa. Too late. The Beis says, maybe that's why the rabbanim are misakim zman and mishtar shechar. So in case the odon will spend the eved's paycheck that he got shalekidin, this week's salary really belongs to the eved. So already a free man, you know, they say mashkan and kana rabbi. Maybe that's why they are misakim. No, that's not it. The mishum ma'isa yodah. If the reason for the takana was that the Eved should not be cheated out of his ma'isi yadayim by the Odom, so he says, what do you have to make a takana of Zman below Zman Nami? You don't need a takana. When does the Eved begin to be entitled to ma'isi yadayim? When he gets a Shtar Shechar b'shas nesina, when he's meshuchar. Let him go to Bezin. The minute he gets a Shtar Shechar on Friday, let him go to Bezin and tell Bezin, look, I have a Shtar Shechar that has no Zman. You write me a Shtar that will ascertain that I was meshuchar as of Erev Shabbos. Write me such a Shtar. Just like Tosfos explained that on his base. If Rabbi Yochanan holds, Yesh lo Baal Teres HaShas Nesina, so Tosfos says, V'yoy Meri, since the Baal has Teres HaShas Nesina, we don't have to make L'hutzuchu L'sakim Zman to get Mishum Teres. Let the woman bring the get to Bezin, after the Nesina Saget, and she'll be entitled to Teres Zman. So the same thing over here, Tosfos says. When does the Yevet begin to have the squiz to his own mice in a dime if the Yodna has no right to take it away? Mishas Nesina, that's for sure. Only Mishas Nesina, not Ksiva, not Chasima. Mishas Nesina. The Tzaddik Zayin said, why do we have to make takkanas for the Yavid? Let him go to Bezin with the Shtar Shichud. The minute he has it, and they'll record it, they'll write him a Shtar. Yuchel over the Bezin, yichtiv olav Hashem, yoz the Yom Nishtacher. But now Tzaddik Zayin comes up with a new idea. Is that always true? That the Eved is only gaining back his chus ma'is yodayim from the minute that the get shichur reaches his hand. But there's a machlokes abayi in other Amoraim where they say Eidav Chsum of Zachamar. Eidav Chsum of Zachamar, and the re-Bala Taisis happens to paskin like abayi. We don't paskin like abayi. The re-Bala Taisis does, the Russian Bala Metzir, the first pair of quotes, the re Azachin paskins like abayi. But you say Eidav Chsum of Zachamar means when the Eidim sign and a star, which is the exclusive shalom, I want to give you a house to Matana. You're not here. So I have the Adam sign. You are here, you're not here, it doesn't matter. I have the Adam sign a star today. From the minute that they sign the star, if I never give you the star, isn't it? But if ultimately I give you the star next year, I not only say that the house belongs to you as of the minute that you got the star, Mishas Tfisis Bala Star, I say, Gloy Musulam Afreya, that you were kind of this house. From the minute the Yadim signed the Shtar, Edov, Bachasumov, Zochin Lo, and the Yadim signed the Shtar, Abai says, they are Zoch of the house on behalf of the Mekabal HaMatar. So Tesis Tain is, shouldn't we apply that Chiddush number one? The Gemara never says to say, Edov, Zochin Lo, Zochin Lo, Shifr, Ali Knaini. The Gemara just says on Karkoiz. Tesis Tuz of the Chiddush, you can even say, Edov, Zochin Lo, and Shifr, Abadim. So Tesis Sierska, Fidu, the man, the Yomar, even if you hold like Abai in the Pesach of the Riyah Zochin, that you hold Edov, Zochin Lo. So why not say that we are, if we won't write this man in the Shtar Shichur, let's say the Shtar Shichur will be written on Sunday morning and signed on Sunday afternoon by the Eidich Hasim, it won't be given to the Eved Knani until Friday afternoon right before Lichtensh. So when does the Eved Knani go free? So if you say the Eved Knani goes free, Mishas Nesine only, that's how we pass them. You don't hold made up some of Zahama. So then Tosis is right, but they said just the line before. The Eved don't fool that he's going to lose that Maisa Yoda next week. Let him go to Bezin right away with the Shtashich. I is the Erev Shabbos. So let him make a whole fuss. Let him show people that he has a Shabbos. Let him go Sunday morning, whatever. It's his obligation, it's his responsibility to prove to people that he's Meshuchar as of now. So that's only good if the Eved only becomes Meshuchar Meshach Nesinus HaShtashich. But if you should assume the Pesach is Eidav Chsum HaZachon Lo, number one. And you should assume, number two, that Eidav Chsum HaZachon Lo applies to Shichur Evik 90. Which Tosis says it applies to Shichur Evik 90. So Tosis asks, so we should require Zman in the Shtar Shichur. If the Shtar Shichur were signed last Sunday and the Yodin doesn't give it to the Eved until Friday afternoon before the pension, once he gives it, it's a global Muslim affair that the Eved went free as of Sunday Mishas Hasimah. So maybe that's why we should require Zman. A lot of times we do need Zman in the Shtar Shichur. Maybe Tosis says, maybe that's the reason why he needs man. So if the shtar will be signed on Sunday, won't be given till later, the Yevet should be able to prove that he's entitled to his own ma'aseh yadayim as of the Shas Chasimah. Tosis says that is true, that whole cheshbon is true, but that's not a reason why they should be misakin his man, Tosis says. Let them just not be misakin on his man, and you won't say it about Sinu Zachon Lo. Whenever you have a shtar, that's not Buch of Mitoichon, when the kingdom begins, it doesn't have any man. When they signed it, they don't apply the principle of Eidav Chsum HaZachon. That's what Tosis says. So therefore, that cannot be the reason. So maybe we should require Zman, so that it's the case where the Yodon signed the Shtar on Sunday. The Yodon signed on Sunday. He doesn't give it till a week later, so we should have this Zman to know that the Eved is entitled to Ma'aseh Yodon as of the earlier day. Tosis says, no. In a day of Ma'aseh Yodon Miyam HaKtivah, he would not win Miyam HaKtivah. Came in shame was man. So he says there's no reason to institute Zman for that. If not for the Takana, the Shtashir would have not had Zman. If he had the Zman, it's not Muchach Mitoch. If it's not Muchach Mitoch, what's I Nichtav? Then you don't say it about Sinu Zahman. Tosis gives a whole proof to that. Tosis proves that. So I want to discuss this slate. I want to discuss these 2 points. Number one, how does Zahman work? Number two, does Eidav Chsum HaZachon Lo apply to Shtar Shichur? Is it so simple as Tosis assumes? The Gemara never has it by Shtar Shichur. Tosis says that it works by Shtar Shichur. Is that so possible? And number three, why do you need Buch of Mitzvah? That's what we'll discuss in this. And in Nesina, a week later, Lav D'Ksiva on Monday, and in Nesina, a way later day, so So the Isha will not be able to protect her interest. She's really entitled to Paris Mishas Ksiva, and she won't be able to prove when the Ksiva occurred. Then the Chacham will misakin his mind. But if it's only Mishas and Sina that she's entitled to the Paris, so the same thing by the Eved. If the Eved is only entitled to his own Maisi Adayim after Nesinas, so why do we have to be misakin that you should have this man written in the Shtar? Let the Isha or the Eved go to Bezin the minute they get their Shtar. Their Shtar Shichra they get. Let them run to Bezin. Bezin will write them a Shtar when they're entitled to the Maisi Adayim. I break Tosis, but what if you hold Eid of Achzum of Zachon Lo? What is that all about? Eid of Achzum of Zachon Lo is Machlekes Abaye, and the other Amorite. Stand above and see. What's that thing? Do a Gimel and Al. Is Machlekes Abaye Shamorite when you say Eid of Achzum of Zachon Lo or not? And there's Machlekes Dari and Sharishon, where you pass them like Abaye. Dari Hazokin quoted by the Rosh. Tosis quotes them also sometimes. He has often passed like Abai, that you say, Eidabach, son of Zachalon. The Rav HaPaskin passed against Abai. What's the issue all about? It was like this. If I go over to the Eidim and I tell the Eidim, write me a star that I owe $1,000 to Shimon. I want to borrow $1,000 from Shimon. But write a star, how boy, that I owe so much money. So the Mishnah says in Bav Mitzvah that the Eidim are allowed to do that. First of Shal Leiva, the Eidim are allowed to write a star on the say so of the Loeb. If the Malvis says, write me a star, that the Loeb is going to borrow $1,000,000 from me, so the Eidim are not allowed to sign a star and give it over to the Malvis. How can they sign a star without the Das on the sky? You can only sign a star if the Loeb admits that he owes money. The Malvis tells the Eidim to sign it, they're not allowed to sign. Maybe say the Sheker? How do they know? But if the Loeb tells them to sign it, so the Mishnah says that's so. Mishnah, the Eidim of the Rashi. Because a star of Loeb, Apotishay Malvim. So on this Mishnah in Sof Bava Basra, the very, very end of Bava Basra, the Gemara in Bava Mitzia, was up again, you're based on the day, going over to your Gimel and Aleph, asks the following kasha. How can we allow the Eidim to sign a star, the Loi V'Apol Tishay Mal V'Imo? Why not be afraid the Lechish? Why not be afraid that somebody may come out to lose money over here? If the Eidim saw the Halvor Mamish today, and the Loi V'Apol tells the Eidim sign a star and give it over to the Malva today, that I owe him so much money, so then we can understand why the Eidim are allowed to sign. But if the Loeva tells the Eidim, even though the Malva is nowhere to be found, the Malva is in Eretz Yisrael now, he's in Florida on vacation. So the Loeva tells the Eidim, write and sign a shtar that I owe the Malva $1,000,000, and you give this shtar to me, and I'll deliver it to the Malva sometime in the future. When the Malva comes back from his vacation in Florida, I'll give him the shtar. Frank did Marakasha, how are you allowed to do that? The Eidim are going to sign today's day. Today is March 1st. The guy's going to come back from vacation April 1st. I'm going to give the Lord, he's going to give the shtar to the Malva on April 1st. But then, so no, and when does the shtar begin to function? When you have Tfisis Balashtar. When the Lord hands over the shtar to the Malva, that's called Tfisis Balashtar. Tfisis Balashtar is going to be April 1st, and the shtar is going to say March 1st. So the Malva is going to be able to, the Malva will go and collect from, if it'll ever turn out that he has to collect from the Lord won't have money, so the Malva will be able to collect from the Lukuchas. So he will collect from the Lukuchas, who bought karkoyas from the Loeva after March 1st, thinking the Malva knows when he got the shtar, namely he got the shtar on April 1st, but he'll be able to fool the Bezin and the Lukuchas. He'll be able to say, look, I have a shtar that has his man on it, his man says March 1st. That man indicates that I had already made the halvor, and there already was a shim in the chosim, so anybody who, any Lukuchas, who purchased karka from the Loeva after his man had costed the shtar, their karka is meshuvah to me. Because that's when I got the shtar on March 1st, and it's not really true. He didn't get the shtar till April 1st. So this is the Gemara's kasha in Bava Mitzvah, Yud Beis and the Beis. A kasha on the Mishnah Sof Bava Basra. How does the Mishnah allow this? Because the shtar will over. When the Lover tells the Yehim that they should write a shtar and on behalf of the Malva, write a shtar that I owe the Malva a large sum of money, and give me the shtar, and I will deliver the shtar to the Malva when he comes back to America. So how can the Eidim sign such a star that has today's date, but today's date is not going to be this man Nesinus Haget. This man Nesinus Haget is going to be way later. It's going to come out that the Malva will fool the Lukuchas and the Bezin to believe that the Shim Nechosim began from this man Akosim this star. And it's not really so. The Shim Nechosim shouldn't begin until this man Hanasi. That's the Gemara's kasha. So this kasha, the Gemara quotes two terutzim. This is very important, halacha maaseh. The Gemara gives two terutzim on the kasha. One terutz the Gemara gives is, that's how we pass from halacha, that the only time the Eidim are allowed to sign such a star is the economy of it. If the native Kabbalah's Kenyan with the Loeva, that they're making a Shimon Chosim on his property as of now. Usually the Shimon Chosim only begins from the time that the Loeva hands over the star to the Malva, and the Shas, this is Balashtar, given over. But if the Eidim made a Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda, they give a handkerchief to the Lova. Whenever I give you a Suda, I can be kind of Karta, I can be kind of Metalkum, I can be kind of Shibudim. Let's say you want to obligate yourself to give me a sum of money, and I want to make sure that you won't be able to back out. So if I give you a Suda, you will promise to give me $100. Let's say, I don't want promises, I want a real Shibudim. I give you a Suda, a flea, a jacket, a sweater, a 4-point pen, a pair of lists, a handkerchief, anything you want. I give you any kind of a flea. It doesn't have to be that a Suda. We don't wear a Suda anymore. Turban. Turban is a Suda. We don't have a Suda anymore. Suda is any flea. The one in the kosher and the kanye day. A flea kosher. Actually, a flea kosher. The one says, lapuke, a piece of junk. Let's say if I use this, I don't know if this would be good for Suda. Use the cap of a ballpoint pen, a toothpick. I don't know if that would be good for a clean Suda. The Gemara says it has to be more the kosher of a kanye bay we write in the Shtan. It has to be a kli kosher. If it's not a kli kosher, so it's no good for kinyan.
I think it should be
so kosher. Yeah. The haraya that people who use it and reuse it and reuse it. They don't throw it out of the garbage. Not a tissue. When it gets dirty, clean it again. So the handkerchief is very important. We use it for kinyan suit all the time. As a big kashin. That itself is a kashin. Some people only use a handkerchief for kinyan suit. They blow the nose with tissues and use a handkerchief for kinyan suit. That's quite a cheap. A complete baggage. That's less than one year. Yeah. How could you have a yamel? That's the problem. Some of this is good. It could be factually. Beggar is a different thing. Beggar is a different thing. If I have a big piece of cloth that doesn't have any tourists, I beg it at all. No shape, no form, no figure, no nothing. Just cloth. Cloth, if it has gimel on gimel, or tefachim, or divorce, whatever the shi has to be. The different kinds of material. Then I love it that it's in kabbal tumri, even though it wasn't made into the shape of any. But the thing is, the yarmulke, even if it's less than gimel on gimel. So this is less than gimel on gimel. Gimel on divorce is only if it's made from Zemra or Pishnah. Or if it's made from something else. But it's not gimel on divorce or gimel on divorce. It could be in the kabbal tumri. Shai, let's say for Kinyan Suda. The Kinyan Suda, what if the Kli, what if the Beged is made of any other material? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia in the first parak that if you make a Kinyan Suda on a Beged, and you grab hold of Gimel HaZboros, let's say I give you a handkerchief. I give you a handkerchief, a Kinyan Suda. So usually the minigolem is that whoever is giving a Kinyan Suda gives over half, and the other guy only holds on to half of it. So the Gemara asks, how is that good? He doesn't have the whole Kli. So the Gemara says, if what he holds under his hands, whatever he's holding in his hands, we consider command the pasuk dummy. We consider as if it's a separate unit. So if whatever the guy's holding under his hands has a shira of gimel al gimel al, so then it's good. Well, this doesn't have gimel al gimel, but the part that's folded over would have gimel al gimel. You got it? No? Yeah. If I give you this, and you grab hold of this, so what you're holding on to doesn't have, does that have gimel al gimel? So this part does not have gimel al gimel. This will, if you rip this off, this will just have a long thread. A long strip like this, it will be 2 etzboros by a foot and a half or something, I don't know. But if the part that I gave you, let's say, would be this part, the part that I give you is this part, I fold it over, and you grab hold, you gotta be careful, the part that I give you is this, and you hold it like this, so even though you only have 2 etzboros, but it's folded over. So you have 2 etzboros this way and 2 etzboros that way. Understood? Very unusual. It's very fussy, you understand? Yeah. But then you have gimel al etzboros, okay. So the Gemara says, if you have gimel al gimel, it's good. Or let's say I give you the whole thing, it's good. So Rashi says, why is the shiur gimel al gimel, it's good? So Rashi says, because for Kabbalah's tumah purposes, the Mishnah says, if you have a piece of cloth, and it's gimel al gimel, it's good, it's makabal tumah. So al pipashus, that halacha, that gimel al gimel, it's good, is makabal tumah. The Mishnah and the Rambam say, it's only true if it's tzemer, or if it's pishtim. But if it's neither tzemer nor pishtim, it's a different kind of material. This is cotton. This is not tzemer, it's not pishtim. It's cotton handkerchief. Let's say a yarmulke is also not. It's not tzemer, it's not tishtim. What is it? Velvet. What is velvet? A different material. No? And the lining is probably also cotton. It's not tzemer, it's not tishtim. So then the shear is not given to us, but it's a much bigger shear. You need a much larger shear for that. So the question is, what if you make a Kinyan Suda with a piece of cloth, let's say with a cotton handkerchief? Would it be sufficient gimelot's bus? I'll gimelot's bus. So would you need a larger shear? The fellow should be holding out. If I gave him the whole handkerchief the way it is, and it functions, it works for me, the handkerchiefs, I can work for you. So whatever it is, that's the whole clue. There's no problem. There's no machlokes on that. But the shot is, what if I give you part of the handkerchief? the part of the handkerchief is not the normal size, so it's still good for kinyan sitter purposes, because a piece of cloth also has a shame kli. Just a plain piece of cloth is good for kinyan sitter, as long as it's the right size that it should be mekabel tumah. So the question is, what's the right size? No, so for kabbalah's tumah purposes, it has to be either tzemer or pishtim that it should be mekabel tumah for gimel ha'tzboros al gimel ha'tzboros. But if it's cotton, so it's not. That's a shaila that the Achranim have. So even Kohanim has a tshuva about this. Somebody sent them a shaila. Somebody sent them a taina that if you use a cotton handkerchief, you should have to give over the whole handkerchief. You should have to give over gimel tzvah and al gimel tzvah. Otherwise, it's not mekabel tumah. Gimel ha'tzboros al gimel ha'tzboros is only by tzemer or by pishtim. That was the time. So this Kohanim said it's not so, and he quoted the Tosfos in the end of Bavli Basra. The Tosfos says the Pharisee says so. Even though the requirement, even though for purposes of a Kabbalah's Tumah, the Shir of Gimel, that's Boaz, Al Gimel, that's Boaz, is limited to Tzemer or Pishtim. In other materials, you need Gimel Trochim, Al Gimel Trochim. Gimel, that's Boaz, is not enough. But Tosfos says explicitly that for purposes of Kinyan Sutter, it is sufficient, Gimel, that's Boaz, Al Gimel, that's Boaz, even in Kat. Even if it didn't, that it's okay. Well, let's say you would hold like the other time, like the towing, the shoyles, that it should be no good. I guess that he forgot, the shoyles forgot to place in both masters together. Rabbi Gohan just said it's a taisus, that it's not so. But according to the shoyles, it's a good time, it's a good argument. According to the shoyles and shoyles of Rabbi Gohan, that it should be no good. So what do you mean to say, let's say, a yarmulke would be no good for Kenyan Suter? Because it doesn't have gimel atzbos, I'll gimel atzbos. It doesn't have gimel tzvachim, I'll gimel tzvachim. The answer is no, that's a kli shalom. If it's all, the whole thing is a kli, it's a very good. The only time you need the shira, gimel tochim, gimel tochim, gimel tzvos, gimel tzvos. That's if it's not a kli. You're just working with a piece of material, so you want a piece of cloth to be considered as a beged, as a kli, but then it has to have a certain minimum size. But if it's mamash a kli shalom, then there's no shalom, that's a good kli. A ballpoint pen is not gimel tzvos or gimel tzvos, and it's still good because it functions. Anything that works is called a kli. A kli is good if it's a kli chashev. A kli chashev is good for a kinyan sudr. Well, that's a piece of junk, like a toothpick or something. That would probably not be good. Yeah. So the Gemara in Bava Tzvi is bothered with this kash. How can the Mishnah itself, Bava Basra, allow kodesh shtar aloy v'afo fi shein mal v'imo? How can they allow the Aden to sign a shtar and give that shtar over to the loyve, relying on the loyve that the loyve will give it over to the malve, but the loyve won't give it to the malve today, and the shtar has today's date. The loyve will give it over to the malve in another 6 months. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why don't the Eidim have to be afraid? And maybe he'll sign a shtar today and give it to the Leiva. The Leiva will not deliver that shtar to the Malva until 6 months from today. In which case, the Shiva Nechaz Mishnah not begin until 6 months later. And the Malva will fool the Lepuchas into believing that the Shiva Nechaz began today. Mizmana Kaz of the shtar. How do you allow Eidim to sign such a shtar that they come out to cheat people Shalai Kedim? So kind of that the chicken will cook like it. That's the Gemara's kasha. Now this kasha, the Gemara has two terutz. The first terutz of the Gemara, then Abai's terutz. The first terutz was Bitaka, don't allow it. The only time Edom are allowed to sign a shtar, if the Edom sign the shtar, they hold on to it, and if the day will pass and the shtar won't be given over to the Malva, then they'll rip up the shtar. There's no problem. The only time there is a problem is, how can the Edom sign the shtar and hand it over to the Lova and rely on the Lova that he will hand it over to the Malva on the same day? But they have no longer any control over the shtar. How do they let us sign such a shtar and give it away? They may be causing a mirshol. If they're not holding on to it, maybe they'll be causing a mirshol. So on this, the Gemara's first answer was, we don't allow them to sign such a shtar and release it and give it over to anybody else to see to it that it'll be given on the same day, unless they made a Kenyan suitor with the fellow. If they gave the suitor, if the Yehidim, one of the Yehidim, or both of the Yehidim, whatever, gave the suitor to the Lovet, and with this suitor they created the Shiva Chosim as of now, Me'ashtov. So even if the Lova will not hand over the shtar until 6 months later, he won't give the shtar to the Malva until a half year later. It doesn't matter. The Shiva Nechasim begins as of today. So it's okay. So then there's no chashash mirshol. The Shiva Nechasim taka began as of today. That's the first answer the Gemara says. The only time you allow the Eidim to sign the shtar with today's date and give over the shtar, give the shtar away to the Lova and rely on the Lova, how can they rely on someone other than themselves? Maybe the shtar will not be given over on the right day. Maybe give it over on a later day, in which case it turned out that they're helping out, they may be helping somebody out to do a criminal act, to cheat the Lekuchah Shalai Kedin. The Gemara says, that's right. We only allow it if a Kabbalah's Kenyan Suter was made, so the Shiva Nechaz Mitaka began right away. And Abayi says that that's not essential, that's not necessary. There's no need to make the Kenyan Suter that you should create the Shiva Nechaz as of today. Even if there's no Shiva Nechaz, and even if there's no Kenyan Suter, and the Shiva Nechasim, the Chorah, should not begin until the Leiva hands over the shtar to the Malva, which may turn out to be a year and a half later, there's no problem, because they have Bachasil of Zachinlo. Since the shtar was signed today on behalf of the Malva, and it's a Zechia, it's a schus on behalf of the Malva that he should get, that he should acquire Shivin Chosim Me'akshav right away. If he gets the Shivin, the earlier he gets the Shivin Chosim, so the more Kakos will be Kaha Shiburo. The more chance he gets, the more chance he has of collecting his money. So it's a toiv, it's a schus on behalf of the Malva that the Shivin Chosim should begin earlier. So we say that Eidav Bachasum of Zachon, the minute that the Eidim signed the Shtar Hahalvoe, the Shivin Chosim began taking from the Yad. Of course, provided on the condition that the Leiva will hand over the shtar later on to the Malva. The Leiva never hands over the shtar, so there's no thesis by the shtar, so the shtar doesn't function at all. But if the Leiva later on hands over the shtar to the Malva, even 10 years later, I declare, Abai holds that the Leiva also my prayer, that Eidav Bachasulam Zochumov, and the time that the Eidav signed the shtar, they reserve for the Shivin Chosim on behalf of the Malva. And there's no need for an actual kinyan to the Mamash.
This
Balashtar will be later, when they find that the Levi hands over the Shtar to the Malva. So if the Tzvi Balashtar never takes place, never occurs, the Shtar is ripped up, or gets lost before Tzvi hands over to the Malva, then there will not be any Shivin Chosim. But if ultimately the Shtar reaches the hands of the Malva, Yara Levi or Yara Malva, there is a Tzvi Balashtar, then I declare that the Shivin Chosim will not begin only from that point on, from that day on, that the Tzvi Balashtar occurred. I will say that it begins Mishas Chasim. Eidav Achsum Zahoma. This is Abayi. Does Abayi, do we pass like Abayi the Machloikis? Machloikis Abayi and all the Amorites? The Ri Azokin quoted by the Rosh, and the Persis and Subis quote that Ri also. The Ri Azokin passes like Abayi, that we say Eidav Achsum Zahoma. And you have to be sure don't. In Shulchan Aruch, they don't even quote the Ri. They don't quote Abayi, they don't quote the Ri, they ignore the whole topic. You just don't pass like Abayi. Eidav Achsum Zahoma. The question is, do we pass like Abayi? The answer is no. My friend is doing the other mission, the answer is no. The question is, what does Abayi then mean? How do you explain that? Yeah.
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 We assume that the Kinyan Chalit is also called Islam.
So it's not those, how much
we have to figure out what Abayi sheet is. Rabasi is, we understand that Eidav that the Kona Miyoga. So the Gemara says all also. Many places the Gemara says that it's Kona Miyoga, that it is Kona Islam. Kona Miyoga is equivalent to Shtar, Milvah Shtar. But the question is, what about Eidav Achsum HaZochanah? What does that mean? So we don't pass like Abayi, but what does the sheet mean? The Eidav is a major machlekes between the Ramban and Pesach. There was a machlekes between Tesis and the other Rishonim on Dalet and Aleph regarding the pshat of Eidim Nisirakas. There is a machlekes getting back. There are two kinds of shtaris, yeah? There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar rai. And the shtar rai, there's no machlekes. There never was any machlekes. Everybody agrees that Eidim Hasima Kars. If you don't have any Eidim Hasima, so where's the shtar rai? Of course you have to have Eidim Hasima. Of course you have to have Muchach Mitocha. If your shtar rai will not be Muchach Mitocha, where is there a rai? So that's a double bora. Then the shtar rai, it's not a double bora, then the Tesis Rit spells it out in double bora. It follows the Pasha like that, that in Shtari Raya you have to have, everybody agrees that Eidi Chasim Akars, you have to have Eidi Chasim, it has to be Muchach Mitoho, there's no doubt about it. The case where there's Machlekes Rameir and Rebbe Lozer is in Shtari Kinyan. But the Shtari Kinyan also requires Muchach Mitoho in Eidi Chasim or not. So Rameir's opinion is that Eidi Chasim Akars, the Afilu, will be Shtari Kinyan. And the Gemara says on Dalar and Ralef that we pass from like Rebbe Lozer, they begin in Beim Shash, Torah's Persis quotes there, the big Persis. And the halach always is that you get name shashtar and any mitzvah. So there was a major machlokes there between Tosfos against the other Rishonim and what that means. Tosfos' opinion was that now that we pass like Rav Loza and any mitzvah karsi, the halach is dafke any mitzvah and any hasima are no good at all. Any hasima do not help. If you have any hasima and you won't have any mitzvah, is asvara Tosfos says you won't be kohen in any moment. Let's say I want to give you a house. I want to give you ownership of a house. So I'll write a shtar, and I'll have Eidim sign it, and then I'll give you that shtar, Shaloi b'fnei Eidim Esir. So Tosfos had a suffix whether that's good. We pass from Halacha like the Rambam and Rashi, that is good. Shtar Imam, and you don't need Eidim Esir Karsi, only give me Kedusha. It's a different thing. But Tosfos had a suffix, they weren't sure. The one side of Tosfos was that even in Shtar Imam, whenever you have a shtar kinyan, Halacha requires that for Eidim Esir, and Eidim Hasim are not sufficient. The Rif, and the Rambam, and the Ramban, and all the Chachmei Svara disagree with Tosfos. And are of the opinion that whenever you have, even if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, that Eidim Mesira Karsi, but if you have Eidim Hasimo, then there's no need for Eidim Mesira. Rabbi Lazar doesn't disagree with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says Eidim Hasimo Karsi, Rabbi Lazar is masking. Rabbi Lazar just adds on another form. He can either function, the Shah can either work with Eidim Mesira Karsi, or it can work with the Din of Eidim Hasimo Karsi. Either way is a valid, it's a valid form of a shtar kinyan. That's how the Rif and the Rambam and the Chachmei Svarad hold. The Rambam like that. That's how they all hold it. What? That if you hold like Rabbi Lazar, that Eidim Mesira Karsi is loved up, Eidim Mesira means up Eidim Mesira Karsi. You either work like Rabbi Meir says, that a shtar kinyan can work to Torah's a shtar raya, Eidim Hasimo Karsi, or if there are no Eidim Hasimo, you can work with Eidim Mesira Karsi. Here, with respect to this machlokas between Tosfos against the Rif and the Rambam and the Ramban and all the Chachmei Svarad, the Ramban brings the following raya against Tosfos. He brings the following raya to the Rif. Abaye. Abaye holds Eidov Vachzum of Zochen Lo, that says so the Feirish. Where are you? Abaye says so the Feirish in Bob Metzia, Dafi Gimel Merala. Eidov Vachzum of Zochen Lo. And Abaye himself holds Tosfos quotes over here. From Sanhedrin Daf Chav Ches on the only base, Abaye himself holds like Rabbi Lozer that Eidim is Sira Karsi. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Lozer that Eidim is Sira Karsi, so the Shas Hasiva to Eidim is nothing. It's Lamala Lamori. What do you need a Hasiva for? If you're speaking of a Shtar Kini, if you're speaking of a Shtar Rai, of course you have to have Eidim Hasiva. That's the Eidim Hasiva Karsi. If you're speaking of a Shtar Kini, what is the significance of Eidim Hasiva at all? If you hold like Rabbi Lozer. So the Rambam says Araya from the fact that Abaye holds Eidim Nisira Karsi in Sanhedrin Dachov Chesam Beis. Both cited quoted by this person, the same up. And you design of an hour, says the quote to the Tiyas Mahavan. Abaye holds in Sanhedrin Chav Ches like Rav Yerushalayim that Eidim Nisira Karsi. And yet Abaye Eidim Nisira Karsi should mean, the Shita Sathesis, Eidim Hasima means nothing. If you have Eidim Nisira Karsi, say the Hasim Alom, Alom Amari, in Ishtar Kinyan. And yet Abaye is the one who says, he's the Baal member who says in Bab Mitzvah Dashi Kimo, Eidim Bachasim of Zahalom, and the Eidim signed Ishtar. And later on, the Leiva makes a mysterious Ashtar to the Malvis. I say, what is my favorite Ashtar function, Mishas Hasim? The question is, the Ramban asks to Mohammed, how can Mohammed Sangit, how could Abaye hold Eidim Bachsum of Zachin Lo, if he himself holds like Rabbi Lozer, that Eidim is Sira Karsi, so Chassim is Ashtar is nothing. So he says, this is the Hechocha that the Rif is right, the Rif and the Rambam are right. That even though you hold like Rabbi Lozer, that Eidim is Sira Karsi, it means either Eidim is Sira or Eidim Chassim. So at the time that the Eidim Chassim is signed, they're doing something. They're accomplishing something in Hilta Shtar Kini, not just the Shtar Raya. When they sign, make it into Shtar Raya. No, they're accomplishing something in the area of Shtar Kini. That if you wouldn't have any Eidim Mesira later, the Eidim Hasima would accomplish the whole Kinyan. Because you see, the Eidim Hasima Karsi or Eidim Mesira Karsi. That's why Abaye holds Eidim Achsim Uzachma. That's what the Mohammed's right. The Rambam Mohammed's right. This is a Hechocha. This Kasha in Abaye, he considers this a Kasha in Abaye. How can Abaye say Eidim Achsim Uzachma? Abaye holds like Rav Lozer that Eidim Mesira Karsi and Eidim Hasima are nothing. So it's a Hechocha that I'll leave it Rav Lozer, that statement is not true to the statement. It's not that Eidim Mesira Karsi. And any Hasima, nothing as far as Kinyan is concerned, either or it's optional. So therefore, Abaye did words. What does it mean? What does the Ramban mean? He sees in the Ramban that he understood Eidim Achsim Zachalo in the same way the Nesivis understood it. The Nesivis has in Chodesh Mishpat, even though we don't pass in Eidim Achsim Zachalo, the Nesivis usually just talks Halacha L'maaseh, but the Nesivis Aliyah throws in a deal within Abaye. The Nesivis explains what's Pshat in Abaye, that we don't accept Lalo. What is the Pshat in the Shita that's not Nifsak Lalo? Eidim Achsim Zachalo. So he says the pshat is, for the shtar kinyan to function, you have to have tfisas balashtar. You have to hand over the shtar. The Gemara says you don't say those things off low. If the self and loiva never hands it over, but once the loiva does hand it over and you have tfisas balashtar, then we declare as often as see that this is clearly pshat in the Ramban and Mohammed also. We declare that the shtar began to function. The kinyan didn't only begin mishas tfisas balashtar. The kinyan begins mishas is havas hashtar. For the minute that the shtar came into existence. Now when did the shtar come into existence? So Abaye says, Eidim Achsumov, Zochen Lo, and Yedim Sain Nishtar, that's considered the Sa'a Shas, his Savas Hashtar. How is that the Sa'a Shas, his Savas Hashtar? That's because the way Ramban explains it makes good sense. Because Abaye holds like Rav Lozer, and Rav Lozer holds that it's optional. Either Eidim Hasim Karsi, or Eidim Sira Karsi, either or. So since Abaye holds also the Eidim Hasim Karsi, So when the Yedi Hasim is Sayim Ashtar, that's considered the Shas and Sayim Ashtar. That's when it got the shame, Chepsa Shal Shtar. That's when it became Ashtar. That's how the Ramban holds. That Nesivis should be in the Lamed Zekin. Either Lamed Tess or in the beginning of the Mems. The very beginning of Malchum Mori. That is Shitas from Ramban and Nesivis. Taisis clearly does not hold like that. Taisis can't hold like that. For two reasons. First of all, Taisis Shita is that if you hold like Rabbi Lozor, that Eidi Nisira Karasi, so Eidi Hasim do not accomplish anything. Taisis holds not Eidi Nisira Karasi. Eidi Hasim won't help at all. We cannot say that the Eidi Hasim, when they sign, they make it into a star. That's how Liberator Meir. But I'll leave it up Lozor, the Eidi Hasim is signed to make it into a star, right? They don't make it into a star king. So how can you say, Mishas is Sabbath Ashtar, when it turned into a Chetz of the star, if later on there's a Mesiris Ashtar, the king will take effect, Lila Mafreya, from the minute, the king will take effect retroactively from the minute that it became a star. It didn't become a star, Mishas Hasim, if Abaye holds like Rav Lozor. And Rav Lozor, according to Taisis, means only Eidi Mesiris Hasim, not Eidi Hasim. That's one kash, that clearly Taisis doesn't hold like Rav Lozor. And point number two is, how can you say that a star takes effect retroactively if the halacha requires dafki denosan? And tliki dach margabi karka is not good, not by a gedisha, not by a star shichur abiknayi. That's what Bitz Kochana had of the Beirish Yitshuvi, he quoted a Gemara in Kiddushin. And he said the Mikvosa like that, and he said the Nikilis is wrong, and he showed a Gemara in Kiddushin like that, the Beirish, and dafkot gimel in Kiddushin. That you need nesina not only by a ged, you even need nesina by a star shichur abiknayi. So if you need nesina, you can never say Eidu Achsum Zachem Ol, that if later on I'll do the Nesina of the Shta Shichur, the Shichur will be called retroactively Mishas Hasina. How can it be? What was the Maisa HaMegar? What was the Maisa HaMeshachar? You need the Nesina. By Get, you can never say Eidu Achsum Zachem Ol. How can it get Bichal Rachreya? The Get is only Chamikam Ol, but it's not only because it's not a Schuz. Zachem Ol, it's only when it's a Schuz when it's a Chob or not. No. If you need Nesina, how can you say that Get will be Chal Rachreya? By Shashkar, there's no din of Nesina. That's what Avner Miluim points out several times in the Ksos. So he points it out in Sinner Reish, and he repeats in Avner Miluim that the Aloch of Nesina is only by Get. By Shashtar, it's not by Nesina. Let's say, Tanigit of Magani Karka is no good by Get. The Ravitz Kohan says that it's no good by Shashtar Haraknani. What about by Shtar Mechirus Chomet? What about by Shtar Matnas Karka? What about by Shtar Mechirus Karka? Any other stars? Any other stars, it is good. The only star we need after Nesina. And Tali Gita Magabi Karka is no good, is only by a Get Isha and by Shtar Shechar Viknaini. That's the Gemara Kiddushin. A Shtar Shechar Viknaini is the same as Get Isha. But by Shtar Shechar Imam, there's no law of Tali Gita Magabi Karka. That's because you only require the Sina. But Nasim Yom is only by Get and Shtar Shechar. You don't require the Sina by Shtar Shechar. So you need Tvisis Balashtar. So when you only need Tvisis Balashtar, then you can say that after you have your Tvisis Balashtar, the Shtar will be kind of retroactively Milimah Freya. Yishas is Sabbath Ashtar, from the minute that it turned into a star. The Haina, when was that? Yishas Chasim is Eidim, the way the Ramban explains in the Mechamis later on Pei Vav, and the way the Nesivis explains in Hashemish. But Taisis claims that Eidu Achsim is often even works on a Shtar Shichur at the Knaini. How can you say that the Shichur will work retroactively, Vila Mafreya, but there was no Nesina yet? How can the Shichur take effect before the Nesina? The Taisis clearly doesn't hold like the Ramban and the Nesivis. What's the deer in Taisis? Taisis seems to have a different shot. A native of Sinu Zalimov. Just like we have in Zalim Yadim Shalom Yifonov, so what if I want to free my Evik 90, and Evik 90 is nowhere to be found? He's not around. So the Mishnah says, doesn't bother me. Mishnah said the first third. I can give my Shtashikha to anybody else to be Zerich on behalf of the Evik. Mishnah Yudal Hamabes. I'll give the Shtashikha to somebody who is here. We'll say Zachal Yom Shlomo Fonav. Let him be kind of the Shtashichur on behalf of the Yavik Nani. Yavik Nani will be Yitzel Lecheres Ayidekam. So that's good. He says Zachal Yom Shlomo Fonav. So not only do you say Zachal Yom Shlomo Fonav, if I say Zichay B'Shtashichur Zeh, what if I use a different Lashon? And at the time that I use the other Lashon, it's obvious that that's what I had in mind. So it would also be good. What if I speak in English and I say, take this Shtashichur on behalf of my Yavik Nani, he should be free as of this minute. It's also good. You don't have to say Zichay. Any other language you speak is also good. Even if you don't speak any language, what if he's mute and he's unable to speak? It's also good. If he does it in sign language, it's also good. So what if he asks the Eidim to sign the Shtar Shichur? So Taisus assumes that that's the Pshat, Eidim Asumah, Zachin Lo. Taisus takes the word Zachin, that is the Lashon Zachin Liyadim, Shleim Ephonim. Taisus understands the Kipshuto. And when I asked the Eidim to sign the Shtar Shichrur, since we talked, and like Nachachamim de Rav Meir, I need all of them in place. The Shichrur Rebbe Tnaini is Ischus, and Zach Leon Mishlei Bifanov. So if I would give you the Shtar Shichrur to be Zecher for the Rebbe Tnaini today, he would be able to be Yotzer Bechayis today. He would be Yotzer Bechayis now. Even if I never said Bechay, but Abdi Shali, I just asked the Eidim to sign the Shtar, it's implicit that what I intended was, I want to have the control to decide whether to give the Shtar Shichrur or not later on. If I never deliver the Shtar Shichrur, the Yevet should not be Yotzer Bechayis. But if ultimately I decide that I do want to deliver the Shtar Shichrur to the Yevet Knaini, it's understood that what I meant was, I want the Yevet Knaini to be Yotzer Bechayis as of this minute that you're signing the Shtar. The Hasimus Eidim should be considered, should be the equivalent of his Zichiyah and the piece of paper on behalf of the Yevet. Where is it clear, the piece of paper, but they never picked it up? By Zichiyah, I understand that I take the Shtar Shichrur out of my pocket, I give it to you, and I say, here, you hold on to it, you pick it up, on behalf of the Yevet Knaini. So I understand this, a piece is Bala Shtar. The Yevet would be here, he would grab hold of it, that would be the Nesinus I get. Now that I give it to somebody else, on behalf of the Yevet, so Zachar Yevet Shlodafar makes it that he did the piece is Bala Shtar. I did the Nesinus by giving it to you, and you're holding on behalf of the Yevet. But if the Yevet isn't even here, and you're not picking it up either, it's just that you two people are signing on the bottom, you are the Yevet Hasim sign. So what does that bind mean, Eidah Bachsum of Zachar Lo? We were there as Tzitzis Bala Shtar on behalf of the other party. So the answer is that there's no kasha. Tzitzis Bala Shtar, for the Shtar to begin to function, doesn't necessarily mean Kinyan HaNiyar. It doesn't have to be identical with Kinyan HaNiyar. We had a case where there was Kinyan HaNiyar, and it's not called Tzitzis Bala Shtar. Where was that? Right home. By Maimon Shloshtun. And you give him a medal, as Tzitzis said. When you have a Maimon Shloshtun, let's say, I want to be Matne. I wrote a star to Shimon that I owe him $100. And someone else is holding on to the star. And I want to machne the star to Shimon, I day mine the shloshta. Without handing over the star. So there was a question how to read the tesis. Different sheetis in Shulchan Aruch, whether it is good or it's no good, or it's good by a star, and it's no good by a Gyatisha and a star Shechel Pan, because you need to see it. But there's a Zvarim Mishainim that it's no good by any star. Why is it no good by any star? The Pashtun is perhaps in place, that it's no good by any star. Ma'am Shloshtun, why? So then Shulchan Aruch, they say, Ma'am Shloshtun is tended a piece of paper. The fact that he's holding on to the paper. And I say, I want you to be kind of the star, so that'll accomplish that the paper is not yours. But just because you have kind of the paper, I say, Ma'am Shloshtun doesn't necessarily follow that it's called Tfisis Bala Shtar. Tfisis Bala Shtar means that the star is Tachas Yotcha. And if you have Ma'am Shloshtun, it's not yet Tachas Yotcha. So you have a case where the one for whom the shtar was intended, that's the Bala shtar. You have Das HaMeschayiv writes the shtar, he authorizes the Eidim to sign the shtar, and then the shtar is delivered to the Bala shtar. So you have a situation where the Bala shtar is kind of the paper, Aydei Ma'ana Shloshan, but Kinyan HaNiyar, the Kinyan of the paper is not sufficient to be called Tzitzis Bala shtar. So if you can have like that, in that direction, that you're kind of the paper and it's still not Tzitzis Bala shtar, you can have the other direction also, that it is called Tzitzis Bala shtar and you're not kind of the paper. The Hainu. Let's say when the Eidim are signing, here's a star that's in favor of you. It's either a star shichur for you, or it's a star choiv that I owe you $1 million. And the sooner you'll get hold of that star, the earlier will be your shiv nechassim. Shiv nechassim will begin from the minute that you have tfis bala star. So Abai says, Eidim achzumav, zachen lo. And the Eidim sign is considered as if they're holding on to the star on behalf of the malve. Because it's a schus for the malve, as if they're holding on to the star on behalf of the Yevet Knaini. So it's good. Why is it good? Where is the Tzitzis Bala Shtar? There's no Kinyan HaNiyar. Who says you need Kinyan HaNiyar? What's the problem? There's no need to be kind of the paper in order to be called the Tzitzis Bala Shtar. Just like Tesis and the Rishayim and Achraim said on Dafi Gimel and Aleph, that you can have a case where there is Kinyan HaNiyar, and it's not called Tzitzis Bala Shtar. And it's no good, Ma'am Shloshan is no good, so you can have the reverse. There's no Kinyan HaNiyar, and it is called Tzitzis Bala Shtar.
What do you need?
Should be Tachas Yodo. Should be... Yeah, so that's what Abai is mechadesh. That if the Eidim sign it, a double chiddush. The Eidim sign it, it's implicit that the malve, that the loiv is authorizing the Eidim to sign it and to be zeicher. It's implicit that he's telling him, be zeicher on behalf of the malve, be zeicher on behalf of the Eved Knaini. Number one. Number two, that is sufficient to be called the Tvisis Bala Shtar.
So the malve actually has gizot, so he calls over to someone, he says, I want gizot, kind of makes it. So be good.
Yeah, the only thing is that you have to have a nesina. The only thing is you have to have nesina to leak that Malgabi Karka is no good. So where's the nesina going to be? So I have to be Mekarvet Etzlon. I have to move it closer to them. If I move my shtar closer to the Avaknani, then the Avaknani picks it up. It's good. So if I move it closer to the people who are going to be Zeicha for the Avaknani, and then they put their hands on it and they sign, that's called Fisis Bala Shtar. Right. That's what Bitzchon pointed out, the Taisis from later. And I designed that it's not called Fisis Bala Shtar. As long as it's Mekarvet Etzlon, and then it never left the Odin's Rishus. It went directly from the Odin's Rishus to the Yevon's Rishus, or from the, directly from the Baal's Rishus to the Ish's Rishus. There was nothing in between. And it was Mekarvet Etzlon, made it closer to the other person. Then it's called an Isina. There wouldn't work. Right. It would have to be Dr. Rishus Abba.
So in general, let's say the Lopez is from the Lopez to the Shara of the Malvet, he insists that the Malva should not become the piece of the shtar itself. So we don't just, he just wants to have on to be the shtar. And he puts on the shift of the shtar. And everything is done, said and done, he wants to be compensated because of the Malva wants to be.
Yeah.
So would that be good? Or maybe you'd say it's a closer to the purple stars here.
That's a good question. I don't know. We'll have to see that Gemara. I have to look at the Adi Meluim, I'm not Gemara discussing.
Because this one won't happen.
No, not necessarily. You could say that if he retains the ownership of the paper, if the duck, he retains it for himself, then it's no good. Then it's all those things talk about. Just because it's not necessary to be marked with the paper to the balashtar, doesn't mean that if I'm shy the paper with a dot with an existence for the fader, that it should also be good. Maybe if I say I'm Yoshali, then it's not called piece of balashtar. But if I have no fader one way or the other, even though the balashtar would never come to the paper, it could be that it is called a piece of balashtar. One could be mechal.
This paper is for the shtar.
Right. It's paper that he wants the paper to belong to himself, destroys it. And it's called those who's talking about. But there's not paper, it could be that it would be called a piece of balashtar, despite the fact that the balashtar was never coming to the paper.
What
not necessarily? And based on the bottom is part of the story. And then cross all these two, I think mechal from now. You may yet get to it this week. Chafam and Allah Gufa showed me Tom right after the two dots, and 20 lines in the bottom. And Chafam and Base, the bottom piece, last piece is smart. Okay, no, come on. So the machloek seems like a fundamental machloek is Tesis and the Ramban as to how Eid of Achsumah Zachalol functions. The Ramban holds like the Nesivis, clearly. The Eid of Achsumah Zachalol is based on the fact that Rab Lazar, everybody has to hold like Rab Meir. The Chasimah Hashtar is considered Shas Kishavus Hashtar. That's when it becomes a Shtar, that's when it comes into existence. Now, by the Maharish Adin, that if later on you will have, there's a condition that the Shtar only works if you have Tvisis Bala Shtar. Once you have the Tvisis Bala Shtar, which will be accomplished later when I hand over the Shtar, when the Loiva hands it over, or when the Yodan hands over the Shtar Shichur to the Yavit Knaini, but once you'll hand it over later, then I say it'll be Loiv, Muslim Afreya. That this shtar took effect, it was kind of Mishas, when? Mishas Sisavas Ashtar. Mishas Hasim, that was Sisavas Ashtar. That's a Ramban sheet. And Tesis doesn't hold like that. We see clearly Tesis can't hold like that. Number one, Tesis relates it to Shtar Shechar Avikneini. How can you say Shechar Avikneini works with Mafreya before Tfisis Bal Ashtar? I mean, the Nesina is not necessary. Of course you need Nesina. How can Avikneini be Meshuchar before the Nesina? If the Gemara says that every Knaini Shtar needs and Sina just like Isha needs and Sina, get Isha needs and Sina, how can it be Chalam Afreya? It's impossible. So that's number one. Number two, Tesis can't hold like the whole Ramban and in the Mechamas and the Nesina. It's a simple reason that Tesis holds on Liba Dera, we pass on Rav Lodra, the Eidim Sira currency, and Tesis holds on Dalar and Alef and Gita, the Eidim Sira currency, and Eidim Sira on zero. Nothing, it's not that it's optional, either Eidim Sina or Eidim Sira. This was in fact the riot that the Ramban brought against Tesis. And the fact that Abaye holds Eid of Sima Zohalo, and Abaye in Sanhedrin, Daf Kav Ches, and Beis holds like Rabbi Loza. The Eid of Sira Kai, say, how does it make sense to Eid of Sima Zohalo? So that's the Ramban's right, his Pshat. And Beis holds the other Pshat. Fine. Now, Beis throws in a new Pnech. Beis has a new condition, which is highly questionable. Beis claims the only time you will say Eid of Sima Zohalo is when the Shtar is a Mukhaf Mitoichai. If it's not a Mukhaf Mitoichai, then it won't apply. Does that make any sense? It would have made perfect sense if Tesis would have held like the Ramban. If Tosfos would have had like the Ramban and the Nesiva and the Shat and Heder Afsum and Zachama means, if you have a Tzvisa Baal Ashtar later, then the Shtar is Chal. The Shas is Savas Ashtar. Now when was the Savas Ashtar Chasimus Eidin? But then you can say, what is it called, the Savas Ashtar and the Shas Chasimus Eidin? If it's Muchach Mitoicha, what minute it's coming into existence? It has its man and it has today's man. Then I say, well, from the time today, it has today's day, the Savas Ashtar is as of today. But if it doesn't have any man or it has its man of a vague man, it says in the month of March 1981. You don't know what it means, March 1st or March 30th. You don't know which part of the month. So if it's a star which doesn't have any muchach mitoch, it's a vague man, then Tosfos would have a good time. If they would have held like the Ramban and the Nesivos, that Eidach Sun Zachal means Mishas and Savas Ashtar, then they have a good time. If it's not muchach mitoch, the star wasn't Mishavi yet. Alright. But Tosfos doesn't hold like the Ramban and the Nesivos. Tosfos holds on Tosfos. That is all that the reason for Eidach Tumar Zachno is what? That is considered as if the Yedim, when they're standing the star, are Zerich on the star, they're making a Tvisit Bala star. They did the Tvisit Bala star already. They're doing the Tvisit Bala star now on behalf of the Avaknani, on behalf of the Malvin. They're doing it. That's why it works by an Avaknani. So if the Taisi says it works by Avaknani,